This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
As I said, we will be talking to Sphephelo Sithole. Yaya, as the man has come to be known in this country. And I don't think even South Africans, most of them even know his name now. Because all that they've been calling him has just been Yaya. Is it a surprise to you, Sphephelo? Welcome to Power Sport Extra.
No, it's not a surprise, actually. It's not a surprise because ever since I grew up, not ever since, but from the age of 14, everyone has been calling me Yaya ever since, you know. Yeah.
Are you back in the country?
Yeah, actually, I'm home. I'm home right now. I'm home.
Where is home?
Sorry?
Where is home?
I'm from Ulundi.
And how is it? How is it? How has been home?
No, it's good. It's good. It's good to see all my family after so long. So I'm enjoying myself with my family and my friends as well. So it's quite good.
Is it the first time that you've been home since, sometimes you would come when you're on camp and then maybe you will just see your family at the hotel, at the stadium, not get to see enough of them, or the people in Ulundi not getting to see you? But is it the first time that you've really been home since the Africa Cup of Nations?
Yes, actually, it's my first time, because when I came back from AFCON, I didn't come here. I just went back to Portugal because we had games going on, so I didn't get time to come back and see my family.
And how has the reception been then? Because people must have been waiting for you. They must be very happy to see you.
Yeah, it was very good. I won't lie, it was very good. I wasn't even expecting it, but people, they were so welcoming here. They were happy to see their soul boy, you know. Yeah.
And for you, talk to me about that experience at the AFCON, because before, South Africans didn't really know you. The people in Ulundi knew about you. The people in KZN knew about you, but not the whole of South Africa, because you left and you went to play overseas. But all of a sudden, there's this guy in midfield. There's this guy who has been playing so well with Tebo Mokoena and the rest of the team. Just talk to us about that. The reception that the whole of South Africa has given, you know, to you, the performances that you've also given.
Actually, what can I say? You know, at first people didn't know me, so they're wondering who's this guy that's playing with the work in midfield. So some of them, they were doubting me, because obviously if you don't know a player and then suddenly he's there with probably one of the best players in the country in the midfield, so you also want who's this guy. And then after the first game, I think I started to show myself well, and then people really saw that okay, here is a player. And me and Teboho, ever since, we've been playing good, and I think we've mastered our partnership, you know.
Was it intimidating though for you in the Bafana team?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
So you've always believed that you can make an impact in this team?
Yeah. It's just that I needed an opportunity to show myself, because actually, then I told, because people didn't know me. So all I needed was the opportunity to showcase my talent, and then the rest was this.
And it's crazy, because normally when people move overseas, they move with that hope that if I can be overseas and play in the toughest leagues, then they will get to see me. But it didn't really happen that way for you.
No, actually, it didn't happen. It didn't happen because, when I was 18, I moved to Sporting. So I always had that goal: if maybe I can get an opportunity to represent my country, I can show people back home what I can do for them. And luckily, I got the chance with Hugo Bruce, because I was supposed to get a call up when I was 21, because I started playing in the first league in Portugal when I was 20. And then maybe I thought I will get a recognition, but it didn't happen at that time. So I think right now it's got timing, and it's happening at the right moment.
And that understanding with Teboho Mokoena, how did it come about? Were there conversations that you guys had even off the pitch? Did you guys get to discuss, you know, how you play, how he plays, or it just clicked on the pitch?
No, it's natural. It just clicked. We didn't even have a conversation about it. It just clicked. I think it's football, man. If you see that, okay, this guy is good. I know like what he's good at, and he knows maybe what I'm good at, and then it starts to work naturally, you know.
And now when you are in Portugal there with, you say you were with Sporting, and then, you know, get to change, you know, clubs and so on, and you've got this hope of representing the country. What are your coaches saying to you that side? You know, was there ever, maybe the coaches... In South Africa, we didn't really get to know you. Obviously, you've got the coaches there that get to see you all the time. Was there any encouragement that if you keep on pushing, maybe, hopefully, it will happen?
No. Okay, let me tell you this. Every coach that I've worked with in my life has always told me that you can be the best player in the world. Just believe in yourself, because you've got all the abilities, you've got all the capabilities, you've got all the tools. You just need to work on them.
So there was a lot of interest after AFCON, and we were expecting you. I think even one that was thought to be concrete was one in Italy. What happened to that? The interest.
I can't respond to that. Sorry.
Why not?
I don't know what to say actually.
But it was there.
Sorry.
But it was there. The interest.
The interest.
Yes.
Yeah. It was there. It's still there.
It's still there.
Yes, but I don't know. I can't respond to this.
But at the AFCON in one of the presses there, you did say that your team blocked the move for you to move. Is that what happened this time around as well?
No, that was before. That was my previous club.
Your previous club.
Yes.
So is Tondela open to losing you?
I think they are. Even though I can't talk for them, but I think they are.
What do you want for yourself?
I want to move to a better club, of course. That's a short thing. But it doesn't depend on me. So it depends on many aspects. The club, me, the agent, you know, so the talks are still going on.
Oh, so there are talks happening?
Yes.
And it's a club that you would be happy playing for?
yes. But there are many clubs. It's not only one club. It's not only one club, sorry.
So I mean, the one I know about is in Italy. Which countries are these clubs, the others that you're talking about?
No, now, like, you want me to talk things that are...
No. You don't tell me. It's okay if you don't mention the club. You can just mention the country or the league. Oh, yeah, Munna.
Yeah.
I mean, you should be excited. You've been saying that you want to find yourself in a top league. And the league is done. It's possible that you may not even go back to Tondela. And as a player, you know where next you want to go or what your wish would be, and which is what I want to understand. What is Yaya's wish?
No, my wish is to go to a better club. Like, to go to a better club. First league football, maybe in France, maybe in Spain, maybe in Germany, maybe in Italy, you know.
I see what you're doing there, just throwing all the big leagues now so that you can just dribble me. That's what you do on the pitch. I am not... Yeah, you can go ahead.
No, like, I just want to say that probably it's going to be in the top five leagues.
Top five leagues in the world?
Yes. Maybe Spain, maybe Italy, maybe Germany, where else?
Which league do you like the most out of the ones that you are mentioning?
Yes.
Which league do you like the most out of the ones that you are mentioning?
Obviously, it's England. But for a South African to go straight to England, like it's quite complicated. It has too many complications. But I would like to go to France, but I would like to go to Spain, and I would love to go to Germany as well, you know.
And you're still giving me five, just so there's nothing I can point to. So I'm hearing you, and I've just, you know, intentionally been allowing you to just talk about the leagues you want, where the interest is coming from. But what I can tell you is that there has been a lot of interest, and I think this is from the side of the supporters here at home at Kaizer Chiefs. They've been saying they want you at their club. Have you been seeing this? Have you even entertained the thought?
No, I've been seeing it. Like, people, like, here at home, and family has been telling me about it. But I've talked to Kaizer Chiefs, I think it was last season. We didn't continue, like, with the negotiations. So it stopped there. Till today.
What was the reason for the negotiations to stop?
I don't know.
So they expressed interest, and then along the way communication just died.
No, it's like they didn't submit an official offer.
Ah.
So we were just talking, and then after that stopped there.
But for you, were you prepared? Would you have joined Chiefs?
No, you know, I can't close, like, a deal for Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah.
But for my age, for what I want right now, to continue in Europe.
No, I understand. I understand that now you'd want to continue in Europe. But I'm saying at the time when you were actually even open to discussing with them, waiting for an offer or hoping for an offer to come, had it come and you were happy with the offer, at that time, not now, at that time, would you have joined Chiefs?
No, actually, the situation I'm in right now it was the same situation as last season.
Mm.
Not exactly the same, because, like, now it was AFCON and everything. But even last season, I was in the same situation where, like, I was the club was giving me problems to go, whereas I had offers, you know. So I was considering to move to a better club, but in Europe, and then Kaizer Chiefs came up. So I was not going to close a door because Kaizer is a big club, you know.
Are you a supporter of the club?
Yes.
Ah, okay. No, I see why the door can never be closed.
Yes. No. That's my club. I love Kaizer Chiefs.
Which means you would have joined them, actually, if the offer had come at the time and the club gave it the green light. No one is going to kill you, Yaya, just saying that I would have. I mean, it didn't happen. We move, but it's just out of interest if you would have.
Yeah, okay, it's fine. Let me say yes, because you want me to say yes.
No, I don't want you to say yes. I want to know what your decision would have been.
Yeah.
So the decision would have been a yes?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. And looking at your age now, Yaya, looking at your age, and you've said, you know, it's a bit difficult for you to get to the English Premier League. But when you look at the players that are in these big teams that you've mentioned at the moment, and some of them you met them at AFCON and you could compete against them, when you look at your football at the moment, your physical, you know, fitness, your readiness, do you think if you can get to any of these leagues, how long are you giving yourself to actually make an impact, a mark?
No, actually, anyway, I can go now. I think I'm ready to compete wherever I can go, because I've been in Europe for like for 6 years. This is going to be my seventh year, so I think I'm ready. It's not like I'm going to be in a completely new environment, like, whereas a South African boy is going to Europe for the first time. So if he gets there, he's going to be completely like, I'm in Europe. No, for me, it is not going to be that way. But I know what is expected from me, and I know the mindset of the Europeans. So it is not going to be like something new. So I think anywhere I can go right now, I'm more than ready.
And what is so different about your mindset, Yaya? Because we've had many of our players who come to Europe, spend one or two seasons playing in the top leagues, playing maybe in the in the first league of that particular country, and then they choose to come back. You've had to even go to the lower leagues, but you still stayed on and you chose to fight. What's been so different about your journey and your mentality?
I think the mentality I have, I'm not saying mine is different from others, but the mentality I have goals. Like, my main goal was always to stay in Europe. You know, I know myself that if I want something, if I have a goal, I need to achieve the goal. So I'm still chasing the goal. Mm. The goal is to play in the Champions League.
The UEFA Champions League.
Yes. So I'm still chasing the goal even now.
For me
to come back in South Africa, it is, I know with the age that I have right now, 25, if I can say I'm coming back to SA, so that means the goal will be...
It will be like taking a step back.
Yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, 25 is like your peak as a player.
Exactly.
Your physical condition, 25, is where you are, you know, performing, you know, at your best week in and week out. You just want to play.
Yes.
In this Bafana Bafana team that we currently have, are there players that you are thinking, but this guy should be in Europe?
Actually, the team that we have right now, I think, not everyone, but most of the guys can play in Europe because we have a very good squad. Very, 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 very good squad.
Top of your head, who do you think should be in Europe by now? Top of your head.
Top of my head right now. Okay. They say that there's Motiba, there's Mbala, because Mbala, for sure, they can love him in Europe.
Mbala?
Yes, Mudau, Bronwyn. You can play in Europe as well.
Okay, can you please explain this one, Mbala? Because in South Africa, I'm sure you know, just the kind of criticism that he gets, you know, week in, week out. And you saying, of all the players that you mentioned, the only one, you know, that you said they will love in Europe is Mbala. Why?
Yes.
What would they love about him? What are you seeing in him that you are saying is just made for Europe?
No, firstly, he's a good person. He's very professional and he's a good guy. So in Europe, they love someone who, like, who is a good person.
Mm.
Yeah, and secondly, the way he plays, man, he gives everything on the pitch. You know, he's very aggressive. You know, he helps the defense. He commanded the back. So I think, like, and he's big. He's big, you know.
you are big and you're saying he's big.
Yes, he is big. And he's a good passer of the ball as well. So I think he's got all the aspects, you know, as a defender, that they are quite looking for that side. He's very aggressive. He's very, very aggressive. And I'm sure they'll love him.
In Europe?
Yes.
And when you look at this Bafana Bafana team that we have, I mean, the World Cup qualifiers are still on. As a team, what are the conversations? Do you believe that, because the group as well is wide open, do you believe that this is the chance where we can qualify for the World Cup?
The conversation is to win the World Cup, not to qualify for the World Cup.
To win it?
Yes.
The conversation that you guys are having with Coach Hugo Bruce
is among the players.
Yes,
it's to win the World Cup. Because we went to AFCON and the conversation was to win the AFCON. Currently, it didn't happen, but the conversation was to win the AFCON.
And the players believe that they've bought into that.
Yes, we are always aiming high. Everyone.
I mean, I can believe that because I look at the mentality that you guys have had at the AFCON. I look at the togetherness, the brotherhood.
Yes.
What did it take for you guys to have that kind of mentality and brotherhood?
No, it didn't. Actually, it did. It happened naturally. I think it's God, man, because, like, in the national team, like the players, everyone is a good person. So it becomes easy for a team to play good football if everyone is a good person, because there is no, like, football and everything. There's groups there and there. No, we don't have that.
And you sound like a very good person.
Sorry?
And you sound like a very good person.
Thank you. Like, if there is a new guy in a team that is coming, we have that guy, you know, like, there's togetherness. It's not like, okay, Lord, little Giants, Lord, little Pirates, Lord, no, it's not like that. Like, we are together.
And for you, your journey, because it wasn't easy, what would you want? Because there are other people who are saying, I just want to go straight to Europe. I just want to fight my way like Yaya has done. What lessons would you want other people who maybe want to follow your journey to take from the kind of journey you've had?
No, it's patience, man, because, you know, I think people expect if you go to Europe, you will just see the gold side of Europe, but you must be prepared to see the other side of Europe. Like, you are going to, like, to suffer from many things. Like, you will not see your family for years. You must be ready to sacrifice for that, because it's going to happen, you know. Like, you must be ready to learn the new language. You must be ready to be a fool. Like, abantu bakhleke if you bad and everything. All those type of things, they count, you know. Because abanye babuyiswa lokho, but I know I'm not ready to learn this language. Ah, lava, okay, this and that and that, and then maso babu, you know. And then, like, sometimes things, they go south. You must be ready to suffer and take all of that and learn from that. And that's very important. Like, if world was a comeback, you must be prepared to learn, like, to learn and turn that situation into a good thing, you know.
You know what would make me happy, Yaya?
Yes.
To see you playing there in that Atalanta team. I think you can do well.
Yeah, let's hope it's open. Let's just wait and see what's going on. But I think I can also play good in that team. But let's see.
You think you can play good in that team?
Yes. I'm not saying I'm going to go there.
No, I'm not saying you are going there. We are not. Me, I said this is what I would love to see. You are saying you play well in that team. So,
yeah.
I mean, in the Champions League, Yaya Sithole in an Atalanta team, I'd even go and buy the shirt with Sithole on the back.
At the back.
Yes.
So
make it happen.
It's going to happen. Yeah, it's going to happen.
I know. We will be the first to call you when it does happen, or you should call us first when it happens to say, hey, I am in Bergamo here. I'm playing for Atalanta Bergamo.
Even if it's not Atalanta, but if it's Champions League.
Yes.
If it's a Champions League, even if it's in Spain or it's in Germany or elsewhere, but it's going to happen.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Yaya, and enjoy your holidays, enjoy South Africa, and enjoy Ulundi there.
Okay. Thank you so much. No
problem. That is Bafana Bafana midfielder Yaya Sithole. Pepelo, well, is the name that they gave him at home, and in the streets he just got this new name, and that is what we have come to know, you know, of him. And you can hear the man is confident. He believes he will be playing in the Champions League, and I believe he can do it as well. And the mentality sounds just about right as well. So, yeah, we are just hoping for the best for him.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.